Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we continue our four-part sermon series on Ephesians 6 called The Armor of God. So last week we talked about getting ready for the battle, and we mentioned three important truths. Truth number one, we are in a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle fought with spiritual weapons, not one on a battlefield or at the ballot box, but instead the battlefield is in our hearts and in our minds, and it is fought with spiritual weapons. Second of all, the second truth is we have enemies, dangerous enemies, enemies who want to destroy us body and soul, starting with the devil and all of his evil angels, also known as demons. Our second enemy is the world, which tries to lure us and tempt us to conform to its way of thinking and way of acting. And finally, we have the enemy within, our own sinful nature, which works against us, which does not yield to God, but instead follows in the ways of the devil and of the world. But the good news is, truth number three, Jesus has already won the victory. He's defeated the devil on our behalf. He's defeated the world on our behalf. And he's even defeated the sinful nature on our behalf. Jesus Christ has won the victory. Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But the battle, the war is won, but the battle still rages on. So we need to armor up, and God provides for us six pieces of armor for us to put on. And today we'll begin by focusing on two of those pieces. This week we focus on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. But before we talk about those specific pieces, let's look at the first two verses in this section in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, which say, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. So first, Paul instructs us to be strong in the Lord. That's a familiar command in Scripture. One thing we can be sure about, God wants us to be strong, spiritually strong. Joshua 1:9, God told Joshua, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Isaiah 40:31. God gives us these comforting words. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, Paul encourages us, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. Over and over again, the Bible commands us to be strong in the Lord. So how do we do that? I mean, what does that mean for our everyday life? Well, when I hear those words, being strong in the Lord, I immediately think of the means of grace, word and sacrament, holy baptism, holy communion, and God's word, the Bible. Those means of grace are what give us spiritual strength. Psalm 119, verse 28 says, strengthen me according to your word. We need the strength that God's word and sacraments provide for us to make us strong and ready for battle. And we need to put on the whole armor of God. The Greek word there is panoplia. That means the whole armor. It means that everything is included. It's not like Christmas when I was a kid. You know, you'd get a great toy and you would open up that box and it would say, batteries not included. It was so disappointing because all the stores were closed on Christmas. You couldn't get the batteries, so you couldn't play with the toy. Why weren't the batteries included? Well, we don't have to worry about that with the armor of God. In our panoplia, in the whole armor of God, everything is included. Everything we need to successfully engage with the enemy. God wants us to put on the whole armor of God so that we might have protection from our enemies. Or as we sing in the hymn, stand up for Jesus, put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. So let's talk about the individual pieces now and start with the first piece, which is the belt of truth. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. Why is truth so important? Why is truth the first thing we put on? Remember, the belt was the first piece of armor that the Roman soldier would put on. It indicated that he was ready for action. Well, God says, first we need to put on the truth. Well, the reason we need to put the truth on first is because our enemy is always lying to us. We are surrounded by lies, starting with the devil. The devil is a liar, a master of lies. When he lies, Jesus says, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. The devil is constantly coming up with new lies to tell us. He doesn't care what we believe, as long as we don't believe the truth. The devil lies to us, and the world lies to us. The world lies to us usually in the form of flattery. The world is always trying to lure us in, to trying to sell us something. And it tells us not what we need to hear, but that which we want to hear. Not that which is best for us, but instead that which we will like the most. The world is always lying to us, flattering us, helping us and telling us not what we need to hear, but what we want to hear. And of course, let's not forget our own sinful nature. Not only does the devil lie to us, not only does the world lie to us, we also lie to ourselves. And by that, I mean we think we are better than we really are. Did you ever notice that if something goes wrong in our relationships, our sinful nature is always quick to blame the other person? We say things to ourselves like this: so why did that person fly off the handle like that? All I did was innocently point out one of their many flaws, and they got all huffy with me. I mean, what's their problem? Notice we always see ourselves as the innocent party, as the victim in every situation. The Bible says that we deceive ourselves. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. That's our situation. We are lying to ourselves. The devil lies to us. The world lies to us. And then we lie to ourselves, trying to make ourselves look better than we really are. In all this world, is there anyone who will be willing to be straight with us? Is there anyone willing to tell us the truth? Well, there's one person who's always straight with us. One person who tells us not what we want to hear, but what we need to hear. One person who always tells us the truth, and that person is God. We can always rely on the truth of God's word. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. In order to stand up against our enemies, the first thing we need to put on is the belt of truth. We need to buckle up and be honest with ourselves. We need to understand the truth about ourselves and our own sinfulness. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is no one who does good, not even one. The belt of truth means being honest with God and being honest with ourselves. And only by knowing the truth of the scriptures, only by knowing how sinful we truly are, can we be set free from our own sinfulness. John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When we see our own sinfulness, we recognize what our greatest need truly is, the need for righteousness. And that brings us to the second piece of armor we're looking at today. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, Ephesians 6, verse 14. That breastplate of righteousness is an interesting term. This is not the first time the Bible mentions the breastplate of righteousness. In fact, that is a piece of armor mentioned all the way back in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 59. Because the armor we are putting on is not the armor of St. Matthew Lutheran Church or the armor of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. No, you are putting on the armor of God. It is the same armor Jesus put on to save us. You see, the Lord saw our need from the very beginning. He saw the oppression, the suffering you and I were being inflicted upon by our enemies. Jesus saw our need and the way our enemies were attacking us. So what did Jesus do? Well, let me tell you what he didn't do. You know what he didn't do? He didn't form a committee. He didn't complain or write something on the internet. He didn't sympathize and say, well, that's too bad. They're in a real pickle. Nope. Jesus did what heroes always do. As the greatest hero of all time, Jesus took action. He armored up. Isaiah 59, 17. He put on righteousness as his breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. That describes what Jesus did for us. He saw the foes we were fighting against, knew we had no chance, and so he put on his own armor. He put on his breastplate. He put on righteousness as his breastplate and armored up to save his people. He came down from heaven in all of his righteousness in order to save us from the devil, the world, and our own sinfulness. And this he accomplished through the cross. Through the cross, Jesus took on himself our sin and in exchange gave us his righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The Lord Jesus takes all our sin upon himself and then gives us his righteousness and salvation as a free gift. This righteousness is given to us as a free gift through faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 1:17 says, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Romans 3:22. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. It is a righteousness that is not an earned righteousness. It is not a righteousness that we perform. It is the free gift of God in Christ Jesus. And we are clothed with the righteousness of Christ in the waters of holy baptism. Listen to the words of Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Paul writes, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Jesus Christ gives us his own righteousness in the waters of holy baptism. As baptized members of God's holy church, we are covered with Christ's righteousness. And because we are covered with that righteousness, we know we are free from sin. We have forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The enemies that we are fighting against, the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, they are strong. But the strength of Jesus Christ is far greater. He provides us with his very own armor, his own truth, and his own righteousness, so that we might be assured of the victory. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, and put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.